I want to talk to you for a minute today about eschatology. Eschatology is the study of the end times. And I want to correct a common misunderstanding that emerged in much of the 20th century, which is that eschatology in the end times is about some great battle or cataclysm or war. That is not the way Lutherans, Episcopalians, or Roman Catholics interpret our biblical stories about the end of time. Eschatology is about the end, the goal, the desire of God for things to be a particular way. Eschatology is about the work that God is doing to bring all of creation to its fullness and its wholeness. That's eschatology. The other stuff, ignore that. Ignore that other stuff. And it's important for us to understand this because what happens in today's gospel is that Jesus makes an eschatological statement. He says, today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. And when he says that, he opens for us several important realities that we need to understand. He opens for us the possibility that we can bring moments of the end time, moments of the eschaton, moments of eschatology into our own day and age. As faithful followers of Jesus, we can make the future present from moment to moment. Jesus reads a story about the sick being restored and the captive being released. And does that happen every moment? No, especially not in towns where Jesus isn't walking around. But it happens in his presence. It happens at that moment in the synagogue. It is possible for human beings to make the future present, if only temporarily. And this is our work. This is the task that we're given to do. In a little while, we're going to say Eucharistic Prayer B. And I love the beautiful three-line, perfect encapsulation of eschatology in Eucharistic Prayer B. We say, you have brought us out of error into truth, out of sin into righteousness, out of death into life. Love those three lines, beautiful lines. And the meaning in them is beautiful too. Because at that moment, we have been listening to Scripture together, we've been reflecting together, we've been praying together, we've exchanged the peace, and in just that moment when we're leaning emotionally into the Eucharistic prayer, in just that moment we are. We're out of error and into truth. We're out of sin and into righteousness. We're out of death and into life, for just that moment. Now, is it always the case? No. We leave and we manage to sin, we all do. We leave and we manage to wander into error, we all do. We leave and we manage to die, we all do. But for a moment, we make the future present. And that's our job. That's our job. The reading from Sirach that we heard this morning is a really fun reading. And so many, I've heard so many preachers simply dismiss it as, well, we have that reading because by tradition Luke was a physician. And that's true as far as it goes, but it doesn't go far enough. Because in that reading we learn some important things. The first thing we learn is the text says that God's work is always happening. God's work is ongoing. And we learn that God is still at work, perpetually at work, bringing everything that is into the place where it can be whole and restored and perfect. And we learn that human beings can participate in that work, like physicians and pharmacists and others who can bring a piece of that healing and wholeness from the future, from the end time, and make it present today. It's an eschatological act, making the future present today. That's what we do. That's what this parish named after St. Luke's does. This parish engages in eschatological acts. Time and time and time again, we make the future present. Time and time and time again, our ancestors made the future present in this broken world. When this church was founded, Kalamazoo was a lot of swampy land. It was wet. And there were a lot of mosquitoes, and there was a malaria epidemic. In fact, I believe it was the fourth rector of the parish arrived in June and was dead in August from malaria. And people were dying, and what do we read in the church history? The folks of St. Luke's went about the business of burying the dead and caring for those who were left behind. They made present the future, where in God's great goal, everyone has care and support. And the people of St. Luke's made that present here in the midst of the mud and the mosquitoes in brand new Kalamazoo, Michigan. It was an eschatological act, making the future present. One of my favorite stories is in the 1880s. When the women of the parish made the men buy them a building, rent them a house. And the women ran the house. They didn't let the guys run it. Didn't let the guys run it. They just paid for it. Women ran it. And they made it a home for unwed mothers and widows, caring for people who needed care, supporting people who weren't supported by society, making present that perfect future where everyone is valued and supported. And the women of this parish did that. They made the future present in the 1880s in Kalamazoo, Michigan. This church made the future present when people wrapped bandages for the war effort. This church made the future present when people assembled medical supplies to be taken to South America. This church made the future present when my brain just went blank. Oh my gosh. That's definitely not the future present. When Father Holt came back from his sabbatical and started Hospice of Southwest Michigan. And we supported them, and we gave space in our buildings for their first office. And Margaret Madden, our own Margaret Madden, was their first executive director. And we made present the future where everyone is cared for and loved, even when they're dying. It's our job every day to ask ourselves, how can I make God's future present today? What eschatological act can I do? How can I be like Jesus in that synagogue when he said, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." I invite you to keep the fine eschatological tradition of St. Luke's. Go out and make the future present. Fulfill those scriptures.